Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. Wow. Hour number three. Hey, don't forget to check out CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Free registration there. These are the products that I use personally. I'm really excited about the difference they've made in my mom's life. She's 86 years old. She was having huge issues with swelling in her legs. We went up to see her up in the Dallas area, and I said, "You know, Mom, let me get you to try this and see how this works for you." She started on the Vibe product. Within 3 days, all of the swelling in her legs was gone. All of the inflammation was gone. It remains gone to this day. It's been almost a month now, and she's doing fantastic. I take the Vibe, the Resvante, the Flex, and the Ultra Shot every day. I also take the ashwagandha gummies, which are just very good for you on a number of levels: calmness, focus, and some other positive needs there. And then also apple cider vinegar gummies, which are incredible digestively. And if you're taking supplements, you really want to take apple cider vinegar because it helps your stomach to process even more. And of course, these are all liquid, all natural, non-GMO. The majority of them are vegetarian in nature. They don't have any additives to them. And they've been proven to make a huge difference. And you'll see me here in just a minute because I'm going to take my 9 o'clock dose right here. And I take this every single day. So CGRWellness.com. You'll also be supporting our India ministry by getting signed up. And on your first order, if you use Chosen Gen Radio, you'll get a $20 discount. So be sure and get over there and check that out. Also, if you're looking for a great cell phone carrier, check out PatriotMobile.com. Use the code CHOSEN, PatriotMobile.com/Chosen. All right, let me get to my guest because he has been waiting patiently to help us to rediscover America on this great day. We've talked, by the way, Daniel Miller was with us. We talked about Texit. We talked about Texas independence. Greg Strauss was just with us to talk about the Declaration of Independence. And no, I refuse to say it is not the 4th of July. It is Independence Day. And they're trying to cancel Independence Day by referencing it as the 4th of July. And in fact, they're trying to cancel this holiday altogether, suggesting somehow that our Independence Day offends a certain group of our population. The indoctrination is disgusting. And I welcome to the program someone who I hope in the next 20 minutes we're going to talk a bit about why we should be proud of our country, at least its founding. Scott Powell joins me. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
It's great to be with you, Pastor Greg.
I was talking. Greg Strauss was just with me. He's got a movement. They're trying to get 10 million signatures on Sign 1776 to start reintroducing to the student body civics, real civics again, and real American history. You've written a book called Rediscovering America, and the impetus of this book is just to talk about how our nation was founded, a lot about the faith of our country, and how that plays such a critically important role. What is your reaction when you start to talk about the faith of our founders and someone says to you, "Oh, Scott, you know what? You're just all you're talking about it. Religious and social issues; those really don't have any say or any place in our current culture."
Well, my first response is no. They have a central place in our country. And in fact, you know, God's hand was in America even before America was born. The reason I wrote Rediscovering America was that I had been writing on the American holidays for some years. I'm a trained economist, so I was hired by the Hoover Institution and Discovery to write on public policy from an economics point of view. An editor along the way said, we don't have any article for the upcoming Memorial Day. Could you write that article? And I immediately said, yes, I can do that. It was a couple of weeks in advance. I researched thoroughly, and what I discovered was an amazing story that really grew out of the Civil War. And I realized that God's hand was in that holiday, and the holiday piece was very well received. It got, you know, recirculated. I thought, gee, this is successful. Maybe I should write on the other holiday. So I, over the course of about 4 years, I wrote on all the American holidays, every single one of them, adding one holiday to the mix, and that's Constitution Day, because Constitution Day is not a federal holiday. It's what is known as a national observance holiday. And it was originally, when they drafted the legislation to create that, they had a directive that in public schools that kids should give up that particular day to their normal academic curriculum and focus only on understanding the Constitution of America. In other words, kids would devote one day a year to understanding the Constitution. And of course, young kids would learn different things than the high schoolers. But nonetheless, that was the vision behind Constitution Day. What a great idea. Of course, that's been abandoned like so many other things. But what I learned through the course of writing on the holidays was that God's hand was in America right from the discovery, from Christopher Columbus's discovery of the New World, right up through Martin Luther King Day, which fulfilled the vision of Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, which we are celebrating on July 4th, in that he said it was self-evident that all people were created equal. Self-evident that all people are equal. Wow. Of course, when that was written, slavery existed in America and everywhere else in the world, but it cast a vision of the future. God's vision was that people would be equal. There would be no slavery. So we know the story of our country after successfully fighting the War of Independence. We had a kind of a chaotic period because we were independent of Britain, but we really hadn't formed a good government yet. And it took a few years before they realized, gee, the Articles of Confederation are just a mess. We need to have a reforming of the government. And that was the Constitutional Convention. What so many people don't understand is that prior to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, freedom, as we understand it, didn't exist and hadn't existed anywhere in the world. America was the first nation in the history of mankind that accomplished three things. First of all, it established that the role of the government was to protect the unalienable God-given rights of the people. That's a revolutionary thought, particularly when it never existed before. In other words, government isn't to be tyrannical, and the government's not supposed to do its own thing and direct people and use people to mobilize national interests. No, the founders said that the Constitution should enshrine the rights of the people, the God-given rights. Number two, the Constitution started out, the founders understood, they were 95% of them were Christian, they understood that the reason for problems in the history of mankind, political structures, was that typically power corrupted people. It corrupted even a benevolent autocracy would tend to be corrupted because of this, because of human nature. So they decided that we should have a system of checks and balances. They drew on a French philosopher named Montesquieu. And he explained that when you can have the three branches of government, the executive, legislature, and judiciary, all having their sort of their own domain in governing the nation, they would check each other. And then the founders also had another level of checking, and that was that we had a federal government and state government. And they believed that each state would solve problems differently, and that the most successful states would be examples to the other states to follow. In other words, it was a recognition that we are an experiment, and through the competition of ideas and trying different things, we would discover the truth. We would discover what works well. So this was the wisdom of our founders, and this never existed anywhere else in the world. For 6,000 years, we never had such ideas manifest in a constitution and a political system. So Americans don't realize how blessed they are to be citizens of this great system, this godly system.
And it's so much drawn, Scott, on scripture as well. It's a return to the pre-king days of biblical structure. When you stop and look at it, and I respect what you're saying about that there really hadn't been a nation per se arranged in this way in modern times that had documents that declared how these things were going to be carried out. The three branches, the equality of those branches, and the checks and the balances that would keep those. And something that I think is critically important too is the recognition that the only purpose of the government, number one, its powers are only granted by the people. It has no powers separate from the ones that the people give it. It has no rights because it is not an autonomous entity. It doesn't have any rights of its own. Its only purpose is to defend and protect the rights of we the people.
It was a recognition also that the people are the source, as you point out, Pastor Greg, they are the source of legitimacy for the government. We are a nation of the people, by the people, for the people. And as I said before, it was a recognition that the people have the best ideas, the people have the solutions, and that when you allow the competition of ideas to really work economically and politically, really in every sphere of life, the best will rise to the top. And that's why they had no trouble with the notion of meritocracy. They didn't believe in radical equality in the sense of
a free-for-all.
For a free-for-all or equal outcomes. They recognize that when you have competition, you're going to have different outcomes. And what we want to do is latch on to the best outcomes and find out how did that work that you had the best outcome.
And even, because it's interesting to watch as entities come in and might attempt to take advantage of some of those rights and some of those liberties and actually begin to try to encroach upon and claim a right that isn't there or that doesn't exist, such as the right to have entered into law what kind of sex you want to have. And change. And this is why John Adams said that in order for our rights and liberties and our free process that we've created, in order for it to last and to succeed, there has to be a moral people.
That's right. And, Washington, in his wisdom, in his farewell address, well worth reading, by the way. It's really one of the classic parts of the American literature, he explained that his concern was that America, there would be three areas of problems for the American experiment. But first of all, he was concerned that the people would not be well informed, that they might not really understand how our, you know, how the they wouldn't understand history enough. They wouldn't understand the Bible enough. So there was a concern about lack of learning. Then he said that the second area of difficulty would be party faction. That the country would be divided. And when there's radical division, that there can be really infighting, and that was the second area of concern. His last area that he described was that there would be he saw America only suited for religious people, and he put it in those terms. And in those days, a religious people meant a Christian people, because there were only Christians in America. The number of Jews in America was fractional, but of course, Christianity is built on the foundation of Judaism. And of course, it is the Ten Commandments. It is the law tradition of the Old Testament that informed the common law of Great Britain, which was brought to America. We are a system very similar to the British, and that is an emphasis on rule of law. So he was concerned that if we departed from our religious roots, then we depart from the basis of our law, and new laws can be created that are harmful.
Contrary, Well, and it's interesting you bring that up, because there were, you know, people say, well, you know, there, what about, you know, Islam? Well, yes, there were some Islamists that were here. There were a few different ones, but predominantly, when you look at the 13 original colonies, each one was a faction predicated on a particular Christian discipline, and then overall, overarching, was the understanding there's the Bible, and there's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the lawgiver, and there's his son Jesus Christ, and he is the one that saves. And it was a clear understanding amongst all 13 colonies that when it came to disputes and arguments, that a Christian or a biblical perspective was what would ultimately settle it. And courts that would make these kinds of decisions would be predicated upon that. John Jay relied a great deal on biblical counsel, as it were, when it came to making decisions.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and when we since we're speaking of, this is July 4th, you know, there's another story which really has not entered into most history books on how God prepared us to win the War of Independence. Because remember, as you pointed out, Greg, we had 13 very different colonies. They had no communication with each other. There was no telegraph. Let alone the telephone and the internet.
No cell phones.
No. So here are these disparate colonies on the eastern seaboard, from Georgia to Maine, and they were going to take on the greatest military power in the world, right?
Yeah.
That's an impossibility, because first of all, the colonial army that was formed had no training. They were underfunded, under-equipped, under-trained. And this unequal power contest, it was saying, even perhaps more dramatically, in the naval forces at the time of the War of Independence. The American side had all of 8 or 9 converted merchant ships, compared to the British, who had 250 military warships with, you know, three decks of guns and so forth. How were the colonists going to succeed? Well, maybe in another segment, we can talk about the Great Awakening that took place that brought all the colonies together. That was, without that Great Awakening, that spiritual awakening, I don't think the War of Independence would have been successful.
Well, and that was the call. I mean, the call that came out that is written out of history. We'll close with this, and I'll have to bring you back on. I've got somebody else coming on in our next segment, but the call, Scott, that I think is so critical to understand was that cry, whom shall you serve? Who are you going to be serving? Are you going to serve King George, which represented man, or will you make Jesus Christ the king and the king of your life? And that was our Declaration of Independence, was the cry, Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. We are serving King Jesus. And of course, they've needed to write that out of the history books in order to push in the Marxist concepts, in order to train young people that we all hate one another because of racial disparities or what have you, to create that division, they had to write Jesus Christ out of the equation. And it's a horrific thing. But the reality is that our founding fathers were crying. And that's what brought, you talk about again, the 13 colonies. What brought them together? The banner, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is going to be the King of these United States. Scott, thank you. I greatly appreciate you being with me today. Thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure.
Happy
Independence Day to you.
Oh, and to you also. RediscoveringAmerica.net. Get over there. RediscoveringAmerica.net. Pick up the book, Rediscovering America. Every holiday has such a special story associated with it. And Scott has done such a beautiful job of helping us to understand the American and the Christian heritage that's sewn in to each of the holidays that we celebrate here in this country. God bless you, sir. I greatly appreciate you.
Thank you again.
All right, we're going to take our break. We will be back. Matt Long joins me on the other side, back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
On the air here. Let's see if I've got him.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses, and also the Matt Long Show on the Hill Country Patriot Radio. Hey, Matt, great to be with you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Happy Independence Day to you. And we have a pact around here. We don't say Happy Fourth. We say Happy Independence Day.
Brother, I've been slamming that home all morning, let me tell you. All morning long, as a matter of fact. Oh, by the way, Daniel Miller said to tell you hello.
Oh, okay, good. Good with Texas TNM.
Yes.
Me, I do believe.
Yep.
Good man. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was dead set against that guy for a long time until the election of until our last national election, and I called Daniel Miller up and I said, "Come on out, let's talk, Mr. Miller.
let's take another look at this." Well, you know what, to me, it's not just the national election; it's where we are right now. I mean, we've got Speaker of the House Felon. And then we've got, Governor, I'm pretending to close the border, Abbott. And you know, I mean, the only guy that was sitting up there that was actually holding to any form of real law and order was Ken Paxton. And obviously they impeached him because they couldn't have that. They couldn't have law and order. That would be, contrary to their mission, and contrary to all the other nonsense that they're doing. It's criminal what's happening in Texas, quite frankly,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And yeah, absolutely. And I know I read an article yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before that they're actually now going back and looking at property purchases by Ken Paxton. They're going to find anything they can to kill off every good, strong conservative in the state of Texas. And they're just taking them out one at a time, and it's very, very sad.
Well, it's what's happening here, and it really is sad. And I know this wasn't really our topic, but it fits into the Independence Day message, and I think we'll be able to bring this around to talk about the example that you and I talked about last night. But when you look at what's taking place here, I pulled out of California. My wife is a Texan. We were married here in Texas, and I love this state, but we had made our way back to California, spent a number of years in the agricultural segment of California, in Modesto, California, and we just finally reached a place where we were beating our heads against the wall. And when I got out here, Matt, one of the first things that I very quickly recognized, and I think I've mentioned this before, was a long conversation with Harvey Hildebrand, who was the representative in our area at the time. And I remember sitting at the YO in the restaurant there. We talked for hours, and he just kept circling back around to, well, you know, we compromise because, and at the end of the day, it was we compromise because the Democrats are going to be in charge one day. And I thought,
yeah,
I am reliving the California nightmare, because that is exactly what happened. We went from Reagan and Wilson and a conservative majority in California to Jerry Brown. And it happened because of compromise. It was constant compromise. The Democrats didn't win in California. The Republicans handed it to them on a platter. And they're and they're doing the same dang thing here, man. The same thing, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's going on in Texas as we speak. It's going on at the local level. It's going on at schools. And I, you know, I was just reading the Patrick Henry speech from 1775, where he ends up at the end saying, "Give me liberty or give me death." And part of his argument, and no, actually the biggest part of his argument is that in 1775, there were still a majority of colonists who wanted to compromise, who wanted to be nice, who did not want to give up the security of the king and being tied in with the largest power on the planet. And so there were many, many of the colonists who basically said, look, you know, as long as these chains are light and padded, then I'm willing to wear them. And that was the struggle we had during the revolution, was not so much against the greatest military that the planet Earth had seen up to that point in time, but our own people who didn't want to be bothered, who said, leave me alone. I'll be happy under whatever government. I'm just going to do my own thing. They don't ever bother me anyway. We are living through that same thing right now, and I want to apply it to the local level, because that's what you and I talked about last night. So, Pastor Greg, why don't you introduce that idea of what we've been seeing in Dearborn, Michigan?
Well, what we've been seeing in Dearborn, Michigan is that it's the Muslims that have been the loudest ones when it comes to expressing concerns. And it's interesting, as a matter of fact, I have a video here. If you don't mind, I'm gonna just play the audio.
It matters. And
all right, hang on a minute.
Not only to the future of our nation, but to the spiritual health.
Hang on a minute.
You know, I rooted through a bunch of those last night, and I'm telling you what, some of the Muslim women that spoke up in Dearborn.
Here we go.
Be in prayer about this. God bless.
All right, here, give this a listen.
Season 18, I am in St. Paul, Minnesota, the capital. There's a whole bunch of parents here, a whole bunch of kids here, a whole bunch of families here, opposing a vote that's taking place on the at the House right now. We call it the kidnapping bill. Why? Because it is giving the state the right to kidnap kids when parents don't agree with gender-affirming care. This is happening not only here in Minnesota, but it's happening across the nation. It's infecting our nation, and I encourage you, be in prayer about this.
And, of course, that is in Minneapolis or St. Paul, Minnesota. But folks understand, and what Matt and I were talking about is it's going on in Michigan as well. And the loudest opponents to that concept are Muslims. Not the Christians. It's the Muslims that are standing there and saying, wait a minute, no, you can't have our kids.
And they're not afraid to hold up their Quran, and they're not afraid to wear the garb that shows who they are. You know, Christians wear crosses to identify themselves very often. The Muslims, their garb is a little more visible. And folks, listen, we want to be very, very, very careful. We know Pastor Greg and I very well aware of the scourge of Islam, of the plan of jihad, of the, they're seeing it play out in Europe now. So we are not by any means of imagination defending the Muslim religion, but what we're pointing out is the unity and the willingness of that group of people to stand up and fight back against schools and cities.
What we talked about last night and what I mentioned to you was, is this this enamoring of Andrew Tate and the Tate brothers, and how Andrew Tate is all over Twitter, all over social media, and so on, and elevated. And he's been on programs that are not, you know, Muslim programs. They're but a lot of people don't even realize that he is a Muslim. And my point to you was, is why is it that a Muslim is leading the charge relative to expressing the patriarchy, the biblical standards, what a man is supposed to be and how he is supposed to take care of his household and be the leader of his home and be the spiritual leader of his home and raise up the young men and raise up his daughters and look after his kids and all of those things that are biblical principles. And here's the thing, and we better pay attention to this because you and I discussed this last night as well. What's happening in France right now is Islam is rearing up, and they're in the M. And I know your audience is very familiar with Bill Federer and the American Minute. And Bill talks about what's called the RPM. R stands for religion, P stands for politics, M stands for militant. That is the course of action for 1400 years that Islam has used to take over nations. They come in as a religion of peace, they claim. Then they move into
the minority.
Yep. Then they move into the political realm. Then they move into the political realm, and they start doing things like taking over grocery stores and taking over areas, and they're really using civilization jihad, but they're rising up in the political ranks. They start asking for laws and concessions and so on in order to make your nation, and then they take over. And what they've done, and this was one of the reasons that we fought the fight, what was it, eight years ago, when we got the law to stop the advancement of Islamic law here in Texas. You remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Definitely remember that. But yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharia law. Yeah. Banning Sharia law in Texas.
Yep. To stop Sharia law in Texas, because the first Sharia courts in the United States was in Houston. That was the very first place they were. And of course, that had to do with the tie into the oil. But they start there and then they move to militant. And right now in France, you have Islam trying to overthrow the French government under the guise of a lot of other things. But folks, it's Islam. And what have they done? They filled a moral void. And the question that was asked is, where's the Christian moral leadership with the gumption to say no? And it's starting. You've got Moms for Liberty, which is great. But what about Dads for Liberty? What about dads stepping up, fathers stepping up and saying, hey, no, I'm not going to allow my daughter to be mutilated. I'm not going to allow my son to be perverted and shown all of this. I got into a major argument yesterday. You and I talked about it with somebody talking about the August 5th library event that's going to happen nationally. And I posted about the fact that, look, you know, sodomy should not be being forced on our children. And someone said, oh, you're out of your mind. That doesn't happen. There's no sodomy issue that's happening with our kids. yeah, there is. Article after article after article. As a matter of fact, let me see. Yeah, I've got my comment. New York Post, Knox Zajac reading aloud about just an 11-year-old reading pornographic material out of a book that he got out of his school library. This Book Is Gay is another example. Humble ISD parents pointing this out. Mom blasting a school board in a Christian Post article about pornographic material. Loudoun County, and I spoke to the Loudoun County parents in person about these issues, and I know we have that battle right here locally in Texas, at both at FISD and KISD. Folks, it is a legitimate issue that we are facing, and I'm grateful for those that are standing up, but we've got to get louder. We need to fill that moral void, because if we don't, Islam will. And once they've gotten there, their next step is going to be violence, because that's how they move.
Wow. All right. Well, this little conversation had two aspects to it, which is what happened last night and happens very often. But, you know, you mentioned Dads for Liberty, and the first thing that popped into my head was Pastors for Liberty. You know, I know we have some pastors groups. There's the Black Robe Regiment. I know there's that group out of Houston that are a group of pastors that are fighting for liberty. I can't think of the name of them. But then, of course, Rafael Cruz is still out there,
yep,
a pastor fighting for liberty. And you, of course, a pastor fighting for liberty. I think we need a Pastors for Liberty organization. I think that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty sound idea.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, it is, you know, the banner, the shield of Chosen Generation is speaking to that. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's chosen people, and we have been chosen, I believe, for such a time as this. We are that chosen generation, folks. We talked yesterday quite in depth about the temple, about the five red heifers, about the day and the time and the hour that we are in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. If you're wondering and you're not sure about your salvation, reach out to me. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you are, it's time to get serious about where we are with the Lord right now. It's time to get serious, because we are headed into those very dark days.
Amen. There is nothing I can add to that, Pastor Greg. It's been, all as usual, a great Tuesday visit with you, and hope you have an outstanding rest of your day and enjoy some fireworks or, I don't know, a sweet tea. I had sweet tea and peach ice cream yesterday afternoon. There is no combination in the world better. You can match all the wines you want with all the meals you want, but there's no better matching than good homemade sweet tea, fresh brewed sweet tea, and peach ice cream. So thank you, Pastor Greg. We love you and your family.
Thank you, Matt. Love y'all. My love to the Hill Country Patriots and everyone out there that's listening today. God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless Texas. Let's remain independent.
Amen. All right.
All right, folks. We're going to take our break. I'll be back right after this. I got some closing thoughts for today, and so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, CGRWellness.com. When that little window pops up, just
if you dissect it, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery than we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard a gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. If you talk about remedies, we've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression. If you dissect it, you will find there were about...
Ronald Reagan in 1961 said this, "In this country of ours took place the greatest revolution that has ever taken place in the world's history. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another. Here, for the first time in all the thousands of years of man's relation to man, the founding fathers established the idea that you and I had within ourselves God-given right and ability to determine our destiny." God-given. Folks, this has been the argument that I have been pushing and making and promoting and working so hard to get us to understand. And, you know, it really finds its root in the theme of our program, in the theme of this show, Chosen Generation Radio, which says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people." And that word peculiar, hang on a minute, let me Metonia, nope. All right, hang on. It didn't give me. "But you are a..." There. Why is it doing that? Preposition. I'm not clicking A, I'm clicking peculiar. "East, into, indicating the point or entered place or time, purpose." No. What is peculiar? Seriously? "To, at, to, into." Well, that is interesting. Well, that's a whole another topic, folks. Be careful about where you're going online and what you're getting. What a absolute insult. How ridiculous and holy. What does it say about that? Okay, well, it does that one. Let's see. "But peculiar, it will not give me peculiar. It wants to give me the preposition for A." All right. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Folks, that is the United States of America. That is how our declaration was written. Chosen by God. I be active, be engaged, and just remember at the end of the day. I got to jump off on TECN. Coming up right now is Texas Fully Loaded. I'll be back.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.